Hi, this is Sean Milo, and this is the MiloCast Book Review. I'm here tonight to talk about The Art of the Steel by Frank Abagnale. And if that name sounds familiar to you, it's probably because you've either read the book Catch Me If You Can or seen the movie of the same title with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. I thought the movie was very entertaining. I thought the book was even better, but they're both different. The book is actually the more factual, biographical story of Frank Abagnale, and the movie is a bunch of Hollywood junk that they threw in because it was just very entertaining. Although I don't see why they couldn't have just told the actual story, which was probably better. They say truth is stranger than fiction, and in this case, truth is more entertaining than fiction. So, in this book, Frank Abagnale, who is now, you know, paid his debt to society, been in prisons in various countries, and has then devoted the rest of his life to preventing fraud and to helping companies, businesses, governments, and states secure their documents. For example, he's helped design birth certificates, he's helped design state driver's licenses, he's helped design birth certificates and state driver's licenses, and he has advised companies on how to get to the bottom of fraud when they notice that money is missing and can't find out how, has helped banks troubleshoot ATM problems where thousands or tens of thousands of dollars are disappearing from ATMs and they can't figure out how the thieves are doing it. And there's a lot of practical advice for just the normal everyday American who has an identity, period. If you have a credit card, if you have a debit card, if you ever use an ATM, then there is something in here for you. There are also a lot of stories about people who have defrauded either governments or stores or their employers or, in one case, someone's fiance. For example, there was a story about an Argentinian man who went to the United States on vacation and in Miami got a parking ticket, which he took home with him back to Argentina. He then paid it in cash. The ticket was $20. He paid $22 in cash, and when the municipality received that money, due to the bureaucracy or their guidelines or whatever, instead of sending back the $2 in cash, they kept the money and sent a check for $2, which this man in Argentina then altered and changed the amount from $2 to $1.4 million. And cashed it successfully. And there's no extradition treaty between the United States and Argentina, so he got away with it. And then there are a whole lot of domestic criminals that are discussed and spoken about in detail on how they got away with it and all kinds of cool things on check fraud. But the meat of this, kind of the takeaway you get from it, is actually a little bit of paranoia, but it's useful paranoia. For example, I did not know until I finished this book that it was not a good idea to throw away your ATM receipt anywhere near the ATM. It is just a bad idea. And he gives you a full explanation and talks about a few other things that everyone should do for their own personal safety, including things that you would think might be obvious, such as if you received a pre-approved credit card offer in the mail and you decide not to mail it in and take advantage of it, you should shred it. You should not throw it in the garbage. You should not throw away an old driver's license, even if it is expired, an old credit card, even if it is expired, without shredding it, and just several other safeguards. So, it's an entertaining book, it's a useful book, and I do recommend it. Thanks for listening, and please send any audio feedback to 206-666-MILO, or send an MP3 or text to milocast@gmail.com. Good night.